I can feel your eyes wandering through time. You said, will we ever get it right? Honestly, I don't know. You don't have to.
You are listening to the Live Music Showcase on WMNF Tampa 88.5. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. We are here every Friday at 2 p.m. Make sure you tell your friends. We have a very special guest in studio today. You're hearing him right now. Carrie Courtney is in studio with us today. Carrie's going to share with us a couple of songs. We're going to chat a little bit about his writing process, where he comes from as an artist. And we're going to find out a little bit about a show that is tonight at New World Brewery. So make sure you guys stick around. All right, man. So how's it going?
Oh, really good, man.
It's really great to be here again.
There we go. Try that again.
Oh, it's going. Oh, sorry.
You're in here for the first time since before COVID. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that was the last time I was here. Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Does it feel any different?
No. I mean, here or just like life?
Well, I mean, since you... I mean, maybe both, yeah.
Yeah, life definitely different, for
sure. Very different.
Yeah.
That was a wild thing for the entire industry.
Goodness, yeah. It really was. It's, you know, the pros and cons, of course, cons, I mean, a lot of people lost their lives. For me, it was kind of cool because I was able to kind of channel my other creative outlets of, yo, I don't need to go out and play live shows to do, you know, what I love. So I was able to like put a lot of time into building up my own home studio and just really focusing on learning the equipment that I have and a bunch of other stuff. So yeah,
you've really used that to create some fantastic content for your social media platforms. Make sure you guys go and find out. You can find out more information about Carrie Courtney online at his social media platforms. Carrie, what's your Instagram handle?
My Instagram handle is just my first and last name, yeah. Carrie Courtney, I believe. Yeah,
very SEO. Of your parents. That's very nice of them. Very good.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, we also have a great video that Carrie just posted, a cover video of a song by The Killers on the WMNF Live Music Showcase Facebook page. Feel free to go and check that out. And while you're there, feel free to leave a comment about the show today. Let Carrie know how much you're enjoying him. So without further ado, I would love to hear some of your music because frankly, you know, you've done enough things around town. You have a bit of notoriety. I'm sorry, a bit of fame, I guess you could say locally. You did GMF. You were a contestant on American Idol. You went to Hollywood on American Idol. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was wild.
We'll talk a little bit about that in a little while, but I want to hear the first song. What song do you want to play first?
Right on. So the first song I'm going to play is going to be a cover. Unless you want an original first, then I could do original first.
I would love to hear whatever you want to play first.
All right, I'm gonna do a Goo Goo Dolls cover, and I have Nick accompanying me on violin.
Yeah, we got a special little cherry on top of this cake. Nick Ewing on the violin here in studio. So enjoy, everyone.
And Nick's never played this one with me, but we do this all the time where we just jump into things. So it's gonna be nice. All right.
Give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know you can feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be. I just don't wanna go home right now. And all I can taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. Sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand. And everything's made to be broken. I just want you to know who I am. You can't fight the tears that ain't coming, or the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you'll bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. I just want. I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. I just want you to know who I am. I want you to know who I am.
Stellar. I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
What made you want to learn that song?
Man, it's just always had a special place in my heart. All the covers I do, I have some kind of attachment to them. And I did a Weekend song, Blinding Lights, but you know, I have to have some kind of a connection with the song. But yeah, this one, since I was young, and it was on Treasure Planet, which is a cartoon years ago, and I saw it in theaters, but I just remember I believe I've heard it before that movie, but just in the movie, it just kind of like, it was like, wow, I remember being like this little kid, not really understanding what it was, and just like maybe crying to it, listening to the song.
Isn't that such an interesting thing? As an adult and as a professional musician, you think back on your experiences as a child that at the time were pretty innocuous.
Yeah.
But you look back on them and you realize that they were formative. They were immensely important. I remember being a child, and you know, my indie friends are going to laugh at me for this, but as a kid, listening to the Eagles' Hell Freezes Over album, I think it was in 1991 or 92, they put that out.
True.
And the parents brought it home and put it on the brand new CD player. And hearing that version of Hotel California, they had that acoustic version with the conga intro and everything.
Ooh, yeah.
That was the very first time I ever wanted to learn how to play guitar.
Oh, nice.
And somehow, some way, that magically turned into a career years later in music.
That's cool how it works, right?
It's kind of funny how that works out. Yeah. So, you know, you've done a lot. Locally, you've done a good amount. Nationally, American Idol 2016, season 15?
Yeah, right? They were promoting it as their last season.
Got picked back up on ABC.
I feel like they knew that was going to happen. But yeah, it was like promoted as the last season.
It's kind of like when a band is like, we're breaking up. This is our last tour.
Yeah.
Make sure you buy a ticket. Wink, wink. And they do that 3 years in a row. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, sorry, continue.
Oh, no. That's, but yeah, just wild times. It was has a pretty awesome experience.
What would you say was the most surreal part of going to Hollywood and having that experience? For if nothing else, for the younger people out there that aspire to do what you've done there.
Yeah, it's wild because I never looked at myself as like an American Idol, like art, like someone that would do that. I always, not that I was better than it, I was just like, I felt like a different artist. And, but man, going to Hollywood, it was pretty wild. It was surreal because one thing I will say is the talent that is there is insane. Like, and just being in the room when, you know, these people are singing on the stage and then they're getting like voted off, I was just like thinking, like, because some of them I'm like, I thought were phenomenal and they got voted off, and some of them I didn't think were that great, and then they got to stay on. So it was really, it really made me think, like, I don't know,
how much of this is talent based and how much of this is politics or the story that the person came with, or
yeah. And that's the thing, like, I saw tremendous talent in everyone, but you do kind of feel like they're looking for a specific something. But yeah, one of the surreal things was when we went to Hollywood, this dude comes up to talk. We have like a little meeting at dinner, and he's like, you guys, since this is the last season, he said, this is like a real treat for you guys that I'm talking to you guys. And right away I was like, oh, this guy must be like big.
Someone he said big. It's a real treat to be talking to him.
That he's talking to us.
Oh, that's nice.
And, but it was so true though. Like after, yeah, right. At first I was like, what the heck? But, like hearing him talk, and then I was like, oh wow, like this guy's seen a lot. But they bring me out to talk to the top 12 to motivate them. And he's like, he was the dude who brought Taylor Swift up from when she was just starting out to where she is now. And he was just shared a bit of his life. And I won't go into some like of the crazy details, but basically he said he was homeless and he went from being homeless to straightening out his life to being like, you know, one of the hottest managers out there, or at least bringing, you know, Taylor Swift is like one of the biggest artists these days. But it was cool. But he gave us a lot of advice. Like one thing that he said, because I made sure.
Yeah, let's hear some advice. What do you think?
Right. Like, because I wanted to have I know everyone was like wanting to talk to him, but I wanted to talk to him personally. So afterwards, I waited for like the crowd to die down and I was just like, yo, I know you're busy, but like, what kind of advice would you give me? And he's like, once your segment airs, he says, you have like a few week window, because he's like, you can be so celebrity status and then the next day people won't even know who you are because it's always new, it's always changing. And that's one thing I found out, because when my segment aired, I was just going through too much in my life to be able to like take it and run with it.
Sure.
And you know, as the months, but it really was wild. Like once my segment aired, it was a 2-hour episode, and I was the feature of the 2 hours, and it was a 6-minute TV slot, which like for TV time, that's like, I didn't realize how big of a deal that was until after it happened. And people were like, yo, that's like, that's a big deal. And I'm telling you, like the few weeks, the few months afterwards, it was wild. Like I couldn't roller coaster ride. Yeah, it really was. Like I couldn't leave the house without, you know, someone just asking me who I autographs and stuff, which is weird to me. Cause I'm just like, yeah, I'm just Carrie, whatever. Really wild.
I want to hear more about that. I have a few questions in mind, but I want to hear some more music.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Okay with you.
Yeah,
let's hear that next song, man.
Yeah, this song's called Wes Anderson, and Wes Anderson's one of my favorite directors, and there's a little tribute to him in the bridge. Here we go.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase on WMNF.
Those who give their eyes to see don't talk to speak. Do you feel suspended in weight of everything? Because I feel suspended in weight of everything. Went away in my mind with things that messed me up. Gotta jump with your eyes closed to see how far you've come, love. I got lost in a black hole and it's stealing all my time. When you think about the afterlife, too pure for words. Deep indigo dreamer, gracefully it went away, leaving a dolphin. Falling eyes saw pretty things now disappearing. I spent
spend my nights with you, flowers and gin. Chasing a train, I know. I've been tired long, went away in my mind. Your things are messed me up. Gotta jump with your eyes closed to see how far you've come, love. I got lost in a black hole, and it's stealing all my light. When you make it through the other side, I'll be waiting under autumn skies. If you make it through the other side. I'll be waiting under autumn skies.
I'm sure you've heard this before, but your music is almost meditative.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's a real nice thing to hear.
I mean, I'm sure there are people listening right now that are just, you know, oming and you know, sitting cross-legged. And now, have you ever thought about, or have you ever been asked to? I'm sure you have actually been asked to play like for a yoga studio and things like that. I know that was really popular for a little while there.
Yeah, you know, when that was going on, I never did, but I always thought like I would totally do it because I feel like that would be such a good, cool vibe.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so a minute ago, we were talking a little bit about, you know, American Idol and the experience of that, how surreal that was.
Yeah.
So, you know, fast forward to modern day, you know, 2021, so it was 5 years ago. Are you still seeing, you know, effects from that experience on your career and in your day-to-day life?
It's funny you said that. Yeah, actually. It's so wild because it started airing in different countries.
Yeah.
And sometimes a month later, like when it aired in like Brazil or when it aired in Africa, South Africa, I got a wave of messages, and it was really cool because whenever, you know, it would always surprise me because I would get a wave of, and a lot of times in some countries it was like a whole message of you know, I couldn't understand it because it was in a different language, but that was always so cool to me. I tried my best to translate it in like Google, whatever. But
sure.
But yeah, it's so I'm on TikTok right now, and someone on one of my posts, someone was like, "You should try out for American Idol." And how TikTok works is you can respond to a question
right.
with a video. So
right.
I responded with a video, and I was like, "I did," and I did my clip, and it started getting a lot of attention. It got about 36,000 views in a span of 24 hours.
Wow.
But then it came to like a complete halt, which it was like building up like a few thousand every hour. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. But and from that, I was seeing some of the comments were like, oh my gosh, I remember when you were on American Idol. So it was cool to see that. And every now and then,
So we all know musicians that have a bit of an ego problem. We won't name any names. We know plenty of those. They exist. It's a common trope in the music community. But, you know, experiencing that level of success by most metrics, by most musician standards. Did you have a hard time grappling with like your ego, for example? Did you find yourself, saying or doing things, behaving in ways that you otherwise might not have in the past? Like, was that a struggle for you, or you were just like, I'm just myself. I'm just doing my thing.
I can honestly say no.
Good.
Yeah, because for a while I was like, it was almost like a catch-22 for me, because I was almost like a little embarrassed that, you know, that people were knowing me for American Idol, and I got over that quickly. But you know, and that was just a mindset I was
as
at
the
time.
Artist. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
friends are gonna hate this.
Kind of, but in a way. But sure. I got over it, and I realized that was my own ego being. I'm like, yo, this was a, and now I just look at it as like, wow, it was such a big blessing, and it was cool that, you know, all these people knowing, like finding out about me from the show. And you know, a few years ago, I went on a international tour. It was Europe and UK. We were out there for about a month and a half, and that was really cool. And one of the things that was kind of funny to me is like people thinking like I was a new artist, and I'm like, no, I've been doing this for like a long time.
Isn't that the way it goes?
Yeah.
You know, you're new to everyone who's never seen you, even
absolutely.
If you've been doing it for 15, 20 years sometimes.
Yeah, like when Bon Iver won the best new artist, it was kind of funny because he was around for so long.
Yeah.
But I'm not comparing myself to Bon Iver, but I'm saying.
Of course.
Yeah.
I appreciate that qualifier.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a nice, tasteful qualifier.
I had to put that in there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I'm way better than Bon Iver. That's what I mean.
There it is.
Yeah.
There's the honesty. I love it. You're listening to Live Music Showcase on WMNF 88.5. Thank you so much for listening. If you are currently listening, we are in studio right now with Kerry Courtney and Nick Ewing. They are performing a show tonight at New World Brewery, the new World Brewery. If you're familiar with New World Brewery, it was a legendary establishment over there in Ybor. They recently changed locations, and I would argue that they're better than ever. Huge room, beautiful space. If you haven't checked it out and you're a live music lover, you should absolutely go and find out more information about New World Brewery at newworldtampa.com. Now, the show tonight, it starts at 8 p.m. The doors open at 8 p.m. Is that correct?
Doors open at 7.
Doors open at 7.
Artist, Giuliana.
Yep.
Or I'm probably mispronouncing it. Gianna, maybe?
Gianna. I'm not sure.
And it sounds like I was trying to look up how it was pronounced, and I feel really bad, but she's really awesome. Like I checked out her Instagram, and she has such a good voice. Like, mm-hmm. I'm really excited. And then we're playing with our homies in Infinite Eights,
yeah.
They're so good.
They're talented.
The first time I saw them was at Janus. They were opening, I forgot who they were open for. It was a pretty big band they were opening for, but yeah, I saw them and I was just like, I had to ask a few friends. I was like, who is this?
That's phenomenal.
Yeah really
so
good.
So show starts, doors open at 7 tonight. The tickets are $7 in advance. They are $10 at the door. Once again, to find out more information about that show and other New World shows, you can go to newworldtampa.com. So Kerry, I want to hear a little bit more music, if that's okay with you.
It's not okay with me.
Yeah. It's not okay.
Yeah, let's do
it. We're done with music for the day. Absolutely, man.
I quit music.
You quit. He's going to be a tax attorney, everyone. It's rough.
Oh, no.
What's the next song you're going to play?
I'm going to play a song called Somewhere Else. And this one is, every song I'm playing, minus the cover, of course, is either out on Spotify or whatever, or going to be out. I'm releasing record October 17th.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's called Mother Moon, and I'm super stoked about that. But yeah, I'm pressing vinyl and everything. I'm just looking for the right company to go through. But yeah.
After the song, I'm dying to dig into your songwriting process just a little bit. I don't want to go too nerdy, too music theory-y here as a musician. Like I tend to fall down that rabbit hole easily, but we'll try to just kind of skirt the rim there. But cool. Yeah, go ahead, man. Take it away.
All right, right on.
If we make it to the end, what do we do with all the bitterness? I've been climbing in my head, falling further through the emptiness.
my existential doubt. I spend hours somewhere else trying to find myself. Lost my teeth when I tried to talk. I've been spitting piles of blood on a sidewalk. Growing older as the day takes my thoughts away on an aeroplane. Who are you to find me out? In my existential doubt, I spend hours somewhere else trying to find myself. Who are you to find me out? In my existential doubt, I spend hours somewhere else trying to find myself. My eyes are changing with the wind. It took my heart away and buried it.
This is what the lyric in here, this is what the album comes from, actually.
Mother Moon glows just to speak. She said, take my love and grow it carefully.
Stellar, stellar, man. You are listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5 WMNF.
Comes from our members and Frog Song Organics. Each week, Frog Song Organics delivers healthy produce and pasture-raised meats directly to homes and businesses in the Tampa Bay area. More at frogsongorganics.com, featuring seasonal crops, online shopping, and CSA.
So, Carrie, I want to dive into just a little bit of the shallow end, I guess, if we will, because we'll be here all day if we dive into the deep end of songwriting as creators. But how long have you been writing music, for starters? Did you start young, or did you pick it up a little bit later?
Yeah, I started pretty young. When I was a little kid, I would write songs and write pictures of the lyrics on, like, my toy lid box with crayons. I was singing and writing songs before I learned how to play an instrument, really.
Do you remember any of those, like, the earliest songs, like titles or anything like that? Do you remember any of them?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, you want me to sing it right now?
Yeah, all just right. Give me a little bit of one of the earliest Carrie Courtney compositions.
Yeah, I was probably
compositions.
Like 5 or 6.
Five or six years old, and you wrote this. Okay, so this
it's really awesome. Cherry dumplings, they're big and small, big and small. That's the way they are. And then it's just repeating that over and over again. That's real. Yeah, I was like 6 years old.
I can see a 6 year old Carrie Courtney running around the house, full beard, singing.
Oh, absolutely.
Cherry dumplings.
Yeah,
yeah. So you liked cherry dumplings?
No, I didn't even know what cherry dumplings were. Like,
I'll be honest, I've never heard of that either. It's a Dr. Seuss thing, maybe.
Yeah, right. I was reading Dr. Seuss, so that made sense.
It's actually kind of it's Russian a little bit. It's kind of Bulgarian. That's a thing.
Is it a Bulgarian thing?
Yeah, they do that all the time.
You're hearing Nick Ewing right now, Mr. Violin. He is one of the reasons why we're getting such incredible string vibes on today's episode. Nick, thank you so much for being in here. We kind of like last minute got you in here to be an accompanying musician. So appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you having me, bud. It's nice to be here.
He's doing a lot of really cool stuff around town, man. Make sure you guys pay close attention to Mr. Nick Ewing.
Oh, yeah.
He's a sleeper. You won't see him coming till it's too late.
I don't even know what to say to you.
And blood comes out of his eyes.
He's actually,
that only happens at 4 o'clock.
He's truly one of the nicest people I've met in a long time. Almost to the point where I don't trust it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't trust you either, Kevin.
That's okay. You shouldn't. It's okay.
I'm perfectly fine.
I like to be around people long enough to earn their trust. You know what I mean? So that's fine with me.
I think you've done it, Bubba. I think you've done some cool stuff too.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're doing it.
Maybe on another time, I'll let you actually tell people what I do around town.
I'd love to be there that day.
So, all right. A little bit more about songwriting, and then I want to hear some more music, if that's all right with you. All right, so you've got your new record coming out. What was your biggest inspiration for the new record?
Ooh.
Do you have one, or is it like a hodgepodge?
It's kind of a, I don't think I've ever said that word, but hodgepodge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cacophony.
That's a word right there, couple words.
Melting pot.
Yeah. Yes. But I guess it could boil down to a specific thing. So this record, it's been done and mixed and mastered for about 2 years now. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why I haven't just released it. One of them being, I want to tour heavily on it, and the pandemic kind of happened right when I was going to release it. Yes, when I was writing this record, it was during American Idol. During that time was when I was writing it, 2015, 2016, just a really dark period in my life. I just kind of, it was my creative outlet during that time. And it's stuff I still have ties to now, you know, that like still same demons, but a little better space, headspace for sure. This song, it's a lot of heavy stuff. A lot of little lyrics will mean something like a ton. And, you know, it might just go over someone's head. But
you know, speaking of that, so I pulled a lyric from one of your songs, and it's actually the title lyric. Mm-hmm. And I have to censor it a little bit, but, you know, so the lyric is, I've had enough of this hippie BS.
Yeah.
Me and all my friends are hypocrites. You're holding on to the rope around your neck. You would trade your life for innocence.
Yeah.
Now, that's such a beautiful, profound lyric. But what does that lyric mean to you?
Yeah. It's like one of those things. I feel like each line of that, I could break it down a bit. But the first line, I've had enough of this, is just kind of this like... This toxic positivity, and a lot of it around, you know, where I live. And
wait, toxic positivity. What does that mean?
Yeah, toxic positivity is. I guess that's not much of a said about stuff. It's just, it's like saying, oh, like, you know, you're going through some stuff, and someone comes up to you and be like, oh, keep your head up. You know, there's a silver lining, but it's so much so to where it's begins to turn toxic, and it's not genuine. You know, it's not like people need to feel what they're feeling, and sometimes what they're feeling isn't necessarily the best feeling. I think, yeah.
See, that's the thing that I like the most about your music and why I think it's important.
Respect.
Because how many times have you been in a room with musicians, especially when they're writing and they're thinking, we have to write something happy and upbeat and peppy and stuff that the kids are going to love and all that stuff. Yeah. There is such an important place in the world for the kind of music that allows people to access those feelings, because that's one of the ways that they can actually access them and heal from them and grow from them. And that's why I think that like music like yours is very important. For that exact reason, it helps you access. I was listening to it on the way over here, and I found myself indulging in that a little bit. I was like, no, I gotta be up. I got a radio show to do. But it's beautiful, and it's haunting, and it's great like that. So with that in mind, let's hear another song.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll to touch on that too, I like to let people think, you know, and kind of open topics that are like just real things and things that, you know, we gotta face in ourselves. So yeah, that's another thing.
Absolutely.
But this next one's called Sweetheart, and it's really cool. I'm really humbled by it. It has almost 300,000 streams on Spotify
Wow.
right now. And it means so much to me that it's getting received well. But yeah, this one's called Sweetheart. And I'll bleep out the cuss words.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm going to go beep. It kind of beeped.
It's perfectly tuned for the mood of the song, for sure. A giant, loud, obnoxious beep.
I know, right? What key are you playing in?
Yeah, that's just to make sure. We play in a different key or I normally play with that capo on the first fret. I'm doing it without the capo, so.
Got it. Yeah. All right, ready?
I know, like, because I bounce back to where, like, when I mess up, it's because I'm either used to playing on a fret up, but, yeah.
Transposing is tricky.
Yeah. Especially like when you're in mid-song, you're like, oh, wait, this bridge part, that's a little tricky to play. What am I doing? Okay. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I can feel your eyes wandering through time. You say, will we ever get it right? Honestly, I don't know. Beep.
Just kidding, I don't curse there.
You don't have to hide from your dark gray sky. You say, is there meaning in anything? Honestly, I don't know. This house is haunted like your memory as it leaves your mind. Water hit, morphine drip. Heart change like seasons pass through time. You got a sweetheart, and I love you for it. You got a sweetheart, don't you dare forget it. Pretty light, ever black and white. I know you've been trying to make it home, running with your eyes closed. I'm seeing pale demons running with everything I am. I lost it, psych ward trip, mind floating towards the uphill climb. Got a sweetheart, and I love you for it. You got a sweetheart, don't you dare forget it. Yeah. You got a sweetheart, and I love you for it. You got a sweetheart, don't you dare. Don't you dare forget it. Even as they fall, you count the stars before you sleep. Growing purple flowers from your heart till you find peace. With everything you've been through, dear, you're stronger than you think. You're kinda messed up, and I love you for it. You got a sweetheart, don't you dare forget it. You got a sweetheart, and I love you. Oh, you got a sweetheart, don't you dare forget it.
That's a great song.
Oh, thank you.
It's a really well-written, well-composed song.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase on WMNF. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. We're in studio right now with Carrie Courtney, who is playing tonight at New World Brewery. So if you are a New World Brewery fan, you can go find out more information about that show at newworldtampa.com. Tickets are $7 in advance, $10 at the door, and the doors open at 7 p.m. He's playing with Infinite Eights and...
Don't point at me.
G-U-I-A-N-N-A.
Juliana. Yes, that's the spelling.
Probably yeah. Juliana. We apologize if we are saying your name wrong. We're doing our best here. But we do this show every Friday at 2 p.m. Thank you so much for listening in. Coming up next, after our show, Mr. Reverend Billy, the legendary programmer here at WMNF, has the Rhythm Revival. If you haven't checked out his show, it's spectacular. It's really cool. They do the roots blues stuff. They do a lot of different stuff on that show. And they have great banter, great conversation. So make sure you listen into that. After that, at 6 p.m., we have the Soul Party. And then at 8 p.m., the Soul Kitchen. Leading us right into 10 p.m., the Flashback Friday show. So we've got a ton of great programming coming up for you guys this afternoon and this evening. So make sure you listen in. So, Carrie, back to you. And, I mean, after all, you are the guest today. You're very important. I appreciate you being here today.
Merci. It's a pleasure being here. I love you guys.
So when you were on American Idol, not to go back to too much, we're just touching on it for a second, you did a Death Cab for Cutie song.
Sure did.
And that was kind of what got the ball rolling for that experience, right?
Yeah, and the cool part about that is that's the first time that Death Cab for Cutie, a song of theirs, was on American Idol. And fast forwarding a few months, I went to their show in Orlando, and the dude I was working with, not really my manager, we never signed anything, but he calls me and he's like, I just got off the phone with Death Cab's manager and they want to meet you in their dressing room. And I was like, what? So I end up, I'm nervous as hell, heck, sorry.
Hell's okay.
Okay, cool. Okay, nervous as heck.
It's a city in the Cayman Islands.
Double hockey sticks.
It's a city in the Cayman Islands. It's fine.
Very cool, okay. And going, so they're one of my favorite bands. They've been one of my favorite bands since I was young. And, but yeah, I went to their dressing room and it was really cool because I was like, what am I going to say? But they had a lot of questions for me because they said when it aired, they had like their friends and family texting them being like, yo, this kid's covering you on American Idol right now. And yes, and they actually tweeted me after it posted. They shouted me out on Twitter after it aired, which was so cool to me. But being able to meet them and just like, I don't know, meet all my idols, really, like Jason McGurr, like, the bass player for that band, or he's the drummer of the band, but the bass player of that band is the reason why, one of the reasons why I play bass. And that if you hear my record, maybe you'll hear a little influence from Death Cab when I write.
So speaking of influences, so obviously Death Cab is one of them, but who else are your bigger influences?
Sufjan Stevens. He's a major influence of mine. One of the biggest is Patrick Watson. One of the most magical composers just out there, and Sigur Rós, they're an Icelandic band, super good. But yeah, there's a guy named Gregory Alon Isakov, and he's brilliant. He makes like folk music. But yeah, those are definitely some of my inspirations. But like from the very beginning, I remember John Mayer was a huge part of why I wanted to sing.
Really?
Play guitar. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I saw him on a college station. And I must have been 9 years old. So this is in 99.
That's amazing. Wow. Yeah. So, you know, it just kind of goes to show you that two things. One, a well-placed cover can really help a band's career be reinvigorated. See Fleetwood Mac and Dreams, how their song took off on TikTok.
Yeah.
By that guy just drinking,
right,
you know, ocean spray and skateboarding. And suddenly they're a top 40 hit again because of that.
That's the thing. Like TikTok, like it shouldn't be brushed to the side because one of my friends during the pandemic.
It's a powerful resource for musicians. Yeah. I'm starting to try to take it seriously too, as hard as that is for me.
Truly
but I hear
is.
You. Yeah.
If you have a song pretending, like one of my friends had a song trending on there and he brought in on Spotify alone around 76 million streams on one song just last year. And that's, you, for a million streams, you get about like $5,000, somewhere around there. So 5,000 times 76, that's a big paycheck.
Big paycheck.
Yeah, so it just takes, you know, something to catch.
We're shooting for those for Carrie, too, so make sure you guys go and you can check out his music on Spotify. You can find out more information about Carrie on his social media platforms. Specifically, I think you lean more towards your Instagram. Is that accurate?
I do, yeah, you're right.
A little bit more. So it's at Carrie Courtney. You can find out more about him and his music at Carrie Courtney. You can also listen to him on Spotify, Apple Music, pretty much any of the digital music streaming platforms. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's righto.
That's what I thought. Awesome. So I think we want to do one more. We might do two more, but we'll definitely do one more song. I'd love to hear one more song from you. What do you have for us?
Yeah. Let's do a...
I'm down for whatever.
Coral Reef.
Coral Reef. I love
this
song.
This one's called Coral Reef, yeah.
It's gorgeous.
And it's out on Spotify and all those streaming sites. If you like it, check it out. The production of it is really nice. If I do say so myself.
She believed in the old gods, believed in her old scars, afraid of her own thoughts, Lady of the Sea, why are you so empty? As you make your way farther from me, break apart me gently. He was born in a fire escape. Oh, too many oxycontin dreams, whiskey rivers and broken teeth. We need to get out of here. Need to get out of here. Sailor out at sea. Yeah, why are you so lonely? Shadow is getting harder to see as you drift away so slowly. Blankets of waves come out to tuck you deeper beneath the rain clouds. Sink in to the bottom of the coral reef. There is no sign of saviors. There's no sign of me. Blankets of waves come now to tuck you deeper beneath the rain clouds. Sinking in the bottom of the coral reef. Oh, there is no sign of saviors. No sign of me.
Yeah. Wow. You know, what's funny is normally when a person ends a song, I can think of something snappy, but all I can do is just exhale at the end of your music, because that's what it feels like. It just feels...
I appreciate
it. It's very soothing. Very cool.
It's a nice thing to hear.
Once again, you're listening to Live Music Showcase on WMNF. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. It's been mentioned to me that maybe people want to know who I am a little bit more. You're welcome to find out more information about me at kenapperson.com. I do have a website. I did make it myself. Feel free to let me know how bad or good it is, depending on your opinion. I'm also on social media. At Ken Apperson is my Instagram handle, and you can search me and find me on Instagram, Facebook. I'm part of several different projects going on around town, as well as being a full-time professional musician when I'm not here at the station. So that's what I do. But enough about me, because this show is not about me. It's about you guys, musicians like you guys, coming in and hanging out. I really appreciate you guys being here. Next week on the show, we have a local favorite. Her name is Taylor Reed. You guys know her, huh?
She's awesome.
That's so funny. So we get a little bit more violin action next week. Awesome. Taylor, if you don't know who Taylor Reed is, she's a spectacular singer, vocalist. She's a looping artist. She actually brings a full band with her wherever she goes, plays guitar, plays violin. She loops her harmonies as well as doing percussion, too. So it's going to be a real treat having her in studio. So we're really looking forward to that episode next week. So we have just a few minutes left, and I'm going to leave it to you. Do you want to play one more song?
I'd rather talk if that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, and this is my personal philosophy, and for those listening right now, you're going to hear me say this more and more frequently. I feel like the most important thing for us to do with this show is to help the listeners get to know you.
Yeah.
Get to know you as an artist, get to know you as a person. Because at the end of the day, you know, the music is beautiful. So if we give them one more reason, if we give you, the listener, one more reason to connect with that music, I think we've done our job effectively. So speaking of which, Coral Reef.
Yeah.
What is Coral Reef about?
Man, it's about a lot of things, but I wrote that one during a crazy time. I spent a few days in a burn clinic in the ICU.
A burn clinic?
Yeah, wow. I was in the ICU. I had to get emergency surgery because, yeah, I had to. It wasn't
a choice.
I
like how casually you say it. I just happened to be in there and decided to get some emergency surgery. What was it for?
This is a wild. Yeah, absolutely. It's a wild story. So I recently had. In that year, 2015, I had throat surgery, and one of the things for recovery, and I still have problems from that surgery till now, to this day, but yada yada, was steam inhalation. And I couldn't afford at the time to buy a steam inhaler, so I would get a pot of water,
put some
essential oils in it, peppermint to help things open up a little bit, and you just put a towel over your head. So the one day particularly, I had hypertension. Very high blood pressure.
That's okay. We caught it.
Yes.
I think we caught it. All right.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, that's okay.
And so I went to sit on a coffee table and put the towel over, but I put the towel on, or the pot on the towel, and it, long story short, when I went to put the towel over my head, the whole thing just went in my lap. And yeah, it instantly, like, there was parts of me.
Your legs.
Yeah, all wow. over my... the eyes and everything. And the crazy part about this is I was playing a show at Janice Live a few days later with Vance Joy and Meg Myers. They're both, and it was a sold out show at Janice, and my band was opening. So I was in that burn clinic, the ICU, thinking I'm going to play this no matter what. And for the surgery, they were like, no, you're going to be intubated. So I was like, okay, how do I do the surgery without being intubated?
Well, man, that's incredible. Sorry to cut you off, but we are coming up to the end of the show here. Once again, this is Live Music Showcase. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. We had Carrie Courtney in studio here, along with Nick Ewing on accompanying violin. And guys, I couldn't thank you enough for being in here today, for sharing your music, for sharing these great stories. What an experience. It was really great.
So
thank you
awesome.
So much.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Thanks
yeah,
for
man.
Taking care of us. Thanks for making it happen.
I'm starting a Patreon.
You're starting a Patreon.
Yeah. Plugging that real quick.
That's a great idea. I think you should. Absolutely. You are listening to WMNF Tampa.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The head of Atlanta's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the burden of the coronavirus